It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. We are not going to start this show here in the 6 o'clock hour with the obvious. Don't worry. We will get to the obvious here. We will get to the explosive, fiery, whatever, you know, adjective you want to use to describe the hearings yesterday featuring RFK Jr. and the way he just tackled and body slammed every single one of these Democrat senators yesterday. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. That's the obvious. That's the easy button on the show today. But there's actually something else that I think is even more interesting, even more powerful, especially for a way to start the show here on this Freedom Friday, and what freedom really is and where freedom actually comes from. So yesterday afternoon, I got a message from our friend Tim N. Savage, our Mondakistan bureau chief, as we will jokingly refer to him, as he's out there on the Montana-North Dakota border. And he said, hey, something like, you have got to see what Senator Tim Kaine said today. And I saw something, you know how it is. You guys, you're scrolling through X, you're reading the news, you're seeing what's going on in the news, and you see something and you're like, oh man, can't believe somebody would say something like that. But, you know, we see so many stupid things that are said by elected officials these days, especially from a certain side of the aisle, that it's easy to just kind of scroll past it and say, oh, yeah, another stupid comment from another Senate Democrat. But this one is actually very – this one is very interesting. And then, of course, as Tim and Savage also pointed out here, I guess you could call it a savage response from Ted Cruz. He says, Teddy C. tore him up. Democrat senator compares American founding principles to Iran's theocracy. And anyway, we'll play, it's a longer clip, so we'll play it for you here coming up after the first break here of this Freedom Friday morning. But Tim and Savage added this. He says, you know, Freedom Friday is typically about our military, but our true freedom comes from God. Defended, of course, by the U.S. military. And anyway, great message there from Tim and Savage. That could be a good Freedom Friday conversation with our friend George Blackard coming up later this morning in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. But, we'll get to that soundbite. Plus, man, holy cow, we have got a whole bunch of highlights from the back and forth with RFK Jr. and Senate Democrats. But we're not just going to play the highlights, you know, the body slamming that RFK Jr. does on these Democrats. We're also going to get to some of the interesting information that was revealed during these meetings, these hearings that took place yesterday. But one of the things that I thought was quite funny, for example, was, you know, as RFK Jr. and the CDC now are pulling away with some of the absurd rules or some of the absurd recommendations that they used to give, one Senate Democrat was like, well, where's your justification? Where's the data for why you're doing away with these rules or why you're doing away with these recommendations? And his response is, they never had the justification or the data to justify the rules or the recommendations in the first place. But isn't it interesting? Democrats can't give you justification for why the rule goes into effect in the first place, but they want to see data to justify doing away with something that was never justified in the first place.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will stay at around 73 degrees. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, lows in the mid-40s, and then the outlook for the weekend does call for more sunshine and some warming temperatures into the upper 70s to around 80 on Saturday. Clear Saturday night with lows in the mid-40s to around 50. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth addressed the latest graduating class of the Army Officer Candidate School at Fort Benning in Georgia Thursday. Quoting former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger on why the candidate's mission is so vital.
This is the place where the fate of the country is quite literally decided. To that I say yes and amen.
The secretary adding that the graduates represent the true American elite.
Those willing to raise their right hand and do what others will not in order to keep people you don't know safe, and free.
Hegseth also offering advice.
Those who long for peace must prepare for war.
And telling the new second lieutenants they give him hope for the future.
You've completed the course. Our nation needs you. Go serve and go fight.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Taxpayers are getting mixed messages here in Montana following the legislative session. Some lawmakers claim the budget grew spending less than 2%. Other lawmakers have argued that this session, quote, blew up the budget with double-digit mega spending growth. What's the answer? Well, we're going to hear from Kendall Cotton, the CEO of the Frontier Institute. He joins us on Thursday's Montana Talks statewide right here, 9 to 10 a.m. Plus, we'll have the phone lines open for you.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
All right, so Tim Kaine is a Democrat senator from Virginia, and he's been around for a while. He's not somebody you would typically see as like a bomb thrower, but he just said one of the most absurd things an American elected official could say. And anyway, and Ted Cruz, he gave a really nice response and then a really powerful response, Texas Senator Ted Cruz. So there was it was a confirmation hearing, if I recall right here, confirmation hearing for a State Department official who, by the way, seems like a great guy. Yeah, I'll bet he probably knows our friend Jeremy Carl, the senior fellow at the Claremont Institute who lives in Bozeman, because I know he knows a couple of these guys. In his confirmation hearing, let's actually play a little bit of that audio too. This is going to be a little bit longer of a clip that we would normally play on this show. This comes from C-SPAN. I think FoxNews.com is featuring the video as well here, and of course we are your Fox News affiliate. But so this is a nominee to a State Department post, basically saying that, and it's a human rights post at the State Department. So he's talking about how our human rights come from our Creator, not from governments. They come from God. They come from our Creator. And then listen to the response from Democrat Senator Tim Kaine before Ted Cruz then weighs in.
In his first remarks to the State Department employees, Secretary Rubio emphasized that we are a nation founded on a powerful principle. And that powerful principle is that all men are created equal because our rights come from God, our Creator, not from our laws, not from our governments. The Secretary went on to say that we will always be strong defenders of that principle. And that's why the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor is important. We are a nation of individuals, each made in the image of God and possessing an inherent dignity. This is a truth that our founders understood as essential to American self-government.
Mr. Barnes, I was struck by your opening comments, and I asked to get a copy of them so I could read them and make sure I quoted them correctly. You state, and this is a quote from Secretary Rubio, our rights come from God, our Creator, not from our laws, not from our governments. I find that very, very troubling. I'm a devout person. I was a missionary in Honduras. We've got other devout folks in this room, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, American. The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but come from the Creator, that's what the Iranian government believes. It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Shia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe that they understand what natural rights are from their Creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling.
Mr. Barnes, I'd actually like to go back to the exchange you had with Senator Kaine, and I wish Senator Kaine was still here. Senator Kaine and I were elected together 13 years ago. He is a friend. I would actually encourage observers to go back and listen to what Senator Kaine said, because I have to say I think was disturbing and showed much of where today's Democrat Party has gone wrong. So Senator Kaine said in this hearing that he founded a radical and dangerous notion that you would say our rights came from God and not from government. I just walked into the hearing as he was saying that, and I almost fell out of my chair. Because that radical and dangerous notion, in his words, is literally the founding principle upon which the United States of America was created. And if you do not believe me, and you made reference to this, Mr. Barnes, then you can believe perhaps the most prominent Virginian to ever serve, Thomas Jefferson, who wrote in the Declaration of Independence, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator, not by government, not by the Democratic National Committee, but by God, with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." I have to say, it is stunning to me that the principle that God has given us natural rights is now deemed by Democrats some radical and dangerous notion. Mr. Jefferson was right when he wrote those words. Government exists to protect those rights. But slavery was not okay when U.S. law allowed it. It was wrong then. It is wrong now. It is always wrong.
Yeah, fascinating to hear that full clip there, to hear a little bit of what Mr. Burns, the nominee for that post at the State Department, had to say, then followed up by the Democrat Senator Tim Kaine and his just, what's the word? I don't want to use crazy. It's just like completely off base remarks. You can tell the guy is just totally lost on what America's founding principles are all about. And yet he's a United States senator, and he's not some new guy. He's been there for a really long time, kind of like old Thuffer and Thuckatash Ron Wyden out of Oregon, who has been there for over 25 years probably, or around 25 years. Just completely lost in the sauce when it comes to the basics of America's founding principles. And then the guy compares it to the theocratic terrorist regime in Tehran. I got to guess here that same Democrat Senator Tim Kaine also supported the Iranian nuclear deal, that also had no problem with Joe Biden and Obama sending pallets full of cash over to the theocrats in Tehran either, I'll bet you.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Most national focus for redistricting has gone to Texas, California, Ohio, Indiana, and Missouri. But Democrats believe they may have an opportunity in a bright red state, Utah. A federal judge in Utah directed the state legislature to quickly draw new congressional maps. Federal Judge Diana Gibson wrote that the legislature must design and enact remedial congressional maps. Under Proposition 4, Utah voters in 2018 enacted an independent redistricting process, seeking to end partisan gerrymandering. State lawmakers then effectively invalidated that process by passing a state law in 2020, amending the Redistricting Act. The new map will likely include at least one Salt Lake City-based district, which could offer better political terrain for Democrats. GOP Utah Senator Mike Lee criticized the ruling. He says it undermines the state legislature's authority. There hasn't been a Democrat in Congress from Utah since former Representative Ben McAdams in early 2021. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, this week, the House Natural Resources Subcommittee on Water, Wildlife, and Fisheries held a hearing on the Enhancing Safety for Animals Act of 2025 that would delist the Mexican wolf under the Federal Endangered Species Act. New Mexico Cattle Growers Association President-elect Tom Patterson testified in support of the bill and described to members of Congress how burdensome the federal management restrictions for the Mexican wolf have really become.
The Trump administration is listening. They're listening to rural Arizona and rural New Mexico describe the issues. Yes, there are huge issues with our livestock, but we've had a livestock crisis with Mexican wolves for a long time. What's different today, and what folks don't seem to realize, is we now have a public safety disaster as well. These wolves are stalking our kids. They're showing up 10 feet from the front door of our elderly people. They're snatching our dogs off our front porches. They're killing barrel horses. We have a public safety disaster.
Now, livestock organizations like the NCBA, Arizona Cattle Growers Association, New Mexico Cattle Growers Association, and Public Lands Council all support passage of this critical bill. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. It's time for one of America's premier sheep events. Join us in Miles City, Montana, September 10th and 11th for the 100th annual Montana Ram Sale and 12th annual Montana Ewe Sale. Montana wool grower members from across the state will bring rams and ewes to the Eastern Montana Fairgrounds for you to look through and bid on. You can also bid online at frontierlivesale.com. For more information, visit mtsheep.org or check out the Montana Wool Growers Association's Facebook page.
Have you ever told your agriculture lender about a cheaper interest rate somewhere else and they've met or lowered your rate? Ever wonder why you weren't getting the best rate to begin with? At Montana Livestock, we're not trying to get every dime out of our customer's pocket. As a shareholder-owned company, we prefer modest earnings and happy customers. Work with a lender who strives to see their customers prosper along with the company. Give Montana Livestock a call today at 1-800-332-3405 or check us out on our website, ag-credit.com, and see if we're the change you deserve.
Well, the American Sheep Industry Association has been selected to receive funding through USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service for fiscal year 2025 under the Quality Samples Program, or QSP. QSP is one of four competitive grant programs that ASI participates in each year to help develop new international markets for American wool. Now, the program plays a critical role in introducing U.S. wool to international buyers by allowing them to learn about the value of American wool and evaluate product quality through direct sampling. And finally, this morning, groups pushing for more help from the federal government to help address the country's shortage of rural veterinarians are cheering a USDA plan to help pay off veterinary school debt and engage in the Economic Research Service to analyze where shortages are most acute. According to AgriPulse, the Rural Veterinary Action Plan will increase the amount available under the Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Plan from $10 million to $25 million, enabling more applicants to get awards and streamline the application process for that program. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, so I definitely want to get to the RFK committee meetings yesterday that took place, where they were trying to go after him over the firing of the CDC director, and then, of course, a bunch of the far-left activists that had caused so much harm at the CDC also then stepped down and resigned. So want to get to the highlights. I've got several great highlights ready to rock and roll for you here this morning. But let me start with some Montana-specific stuff. What was it, yesterday, the day before? I think it was a few days ago. This sent me off on a rant, although, you know, kind of a positive rant, shall we say. So if you heard me earlier in the week, Flathead County commissioners, all three are Republicans. Flathead County just lowered property taxes for their residents. Just lowered property taxes for all their residents. And, you know, folks with, and think about it, property values are high in the Flathead because everybody wants to live in the Flathead, right? And so everybody wants to live in Montana. They want to live in the red states like Florida, Montana, Texas, et cetera. And so because of the growth, they said, hey, look, we have more money coming in because we have more people buying, building houses, more people having businesses. So we are getting more money from the taxpayers. So we're going to lower property taxes for our existing property taxpayers. That's exactly what responsible elected officials do. And that's what the Flathead County commissioners, all three Republicans, are doing. Let me give you another headline here. KPAX News. KPAX News, KPAX TV, based out of Missoula. It's one of the Scripps TV stations, has this headline. Missoula County approves budget. 8% increase in county property taxes. Think about that. You live in Sealy Lake. You live in Potomac. You're Marilyn and Lolo. Marilyn just called in yesterday or the day before. They won't even repave the roads that need to be repaved in Missoula County. Yet here they are. They're increasing her property taxes at the county level alone another 8%. Missoula's got growth. They've got more houses there. They're getting in a lot more money here, and yet it still ain't enough for the Democrat county commissioners. Yeah, no joke. Earlier this morning, while I was prepping for this show, I saw two headlines when I pulled up the KPAX website. I went to the KPAX website, and the two headlines were right next to each other. One was on top of the other. The lower headline was this: Flathead County Commission approves budget. The headline says nothing about the fact that the Flathead County Commissioners lowered property taxes, though. It just says Flathead County Commission approves budget. Well, Lottie freaking da. They lowered property taxes. That's what should be in that headline. Right above that headline was this headline. Missoula County approves budget. 8% increase in county property taxes. But again, like, they should have had the Flathead headline practically mirror the Missoula headline there and point out that the Republican... All right, speaking of property taxes, what did we say on this very show last spring while the Montana legislature was in the middle of debating what to do with property tax relief or the lack thereof? Now, it's pretty obvious the primary goal for the legislature, both Democrats and Republicans and the governor, the primary goal was to try to figure out a way to deliver residential property tax relief. Now, in the process of delivering residential property tax relief at the statewide level, they ended up, you know, eventually agreeing on a plan that's going to increase property taxes for some folks. But the point that we made right here on this show last spring was like, okay, again, the bulk of your property taxes are dictated at the local city, county level, and schools, and with the school boards. So the state can do whatever they want with property taxes, property tax relief, but at the end of the day, what did we tell you? We said, well, you watch as these local city and county governments and schools look to take away every dollar of property tax relief the state is trying to send the way of residential property taxpayers, which is why I fundamentally have said all along is the real relief that we need was something that nobody was even talking about at the state legislature, which is we need to stop basing the property tax system off of the value of your properties. Because that's partly what allows these city, county governments, and school boards to keep ripping you off and ripping us off here. Case in point, I pulled up a Billings Gazette article that just caught my eye earlier this morning. Let me pull that headline up again here. But again, no matter what the state does with regard to property tax relief, you watch as city, county governments, and school boards steal any of the tax relief you thought you might get. We said that last spring. Now this from the Billings Gazette. Quote, to help cover the local property tax rates declining, the school board approved increasing the number of mills collected, meaning the significant decrease the legislature intended won't be as great as some might have thought. Wah, wah, wah. Here's the headline from that story. Billings Public Schools budget boosted by state revenue with property tax decline. So the state lowers property taxes for residential property taxpayers, and they also send extra money to the schools to make up in case there might be any shortfalls. The far left mob that's in charge of the Billings, the largest school district in the state, the school district 2 school board, says, you know what? We don't care how much money the state sent us. We don't care how much our tax base is growing. We want more. So we are going to take that property tax relief that the legislature intended the people of Billings, Montana to get, and we're going to put it into our budgets instead, and we're going to raise the mills again. I mean, for Pete's sake.
I think he's now hiring.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. I can't be scared away. Or negotiated with. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire, and as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I was just going to get into the phone lines here. We had Ken and Billings on the phone lines. I just had him ready to go and queued up, and it looks like he dropped off. So we'll drive on here. All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. If you want to jump in on the conversation or you got something you want to talk about on this Freedom Friday, you can also message us on the Montana Talks app as well. Let's see, since that caller dropped off the line, let's just jump right into it. Want to get to some of the highlights here from RFK Jr., the Secretary of Health and Human Services, his back and forth with some of these Senate Democrats yesterday on Capitol Hill. This was, I guess, probably one of the biggest sound bites to come out of those meetings yesterday, where he talked about how Americans have lost faith in the CDC. This comes via X from Rapid Response 47.
What safeguards are in place to ensure decisions are based solely on science and not politics? And how are you going to make sure doctors and parents can count on CDC guidance?
I mean, Senator, I would point this out. Right now, there's only 10% of children are complying with the CDC's recommendation on COVID boosters. Only 15% of healthcare workers. So Americans have lost faith in CDC, and we need to restore that faith, and we're going to do that by telling the truth and not through propaganda, by making them understand that everything that we say is true, that we're going to tell them what we know, we're going to tell them what we don't know, and we're going to tell them what we're researching and how we're doing it, and we're going to be transparent. It's the only way to restore trust in the agency.
Yeah, all right, so that was a question from Wyoming Senator John Barrasso, who is also, of course, Dr. John Barrasso from Wyoming as well. Another great back and forth here was with Pocahontas, as some might call her here, where she tried going after RFK Jr., and then he, of course, drops the receipts on Pocahontas and all the cash that she's gotten from Big Pharma.
I never promised that I was going to recommend products with which there is no indication.
When you said...
And I know you've taken $855,000 from pharmaceutical companies, Senator.
All right, a lot more highlights to go with that one, but looks like we've got Ken and Billings back on the phone line, so let's go to Ken and Billings here on the phone lines. Ken, thanks for calling back in. Sounds like you hit a rough patch for cell coverage. Yeah, what's your thoughts on this whole property tax thing? I know that's what you called in about. I mean, is it interesting? Republicans in Flathead County lowering property taxes. Missoula raising them another 8%. I don't know what's going on in Yellowstone County, but I'd love to see a headline out of Yellowstone County about them lowering property taxes like the Flathead commissioners are doing.
Well, I doubt you ever will, because most of them in Yellowstone, all they think of is their own pocket. But, you know, when I was in the military, we were in San Diego, and, you know, they tried raising the property taxes in California, and they kept tying it to the assessments that they did. And what we finally got them to do, and it only lasted for about two terms, was to take and tie all property taxes into your assessed value, your actual appraised value of your property. And if we could get that and make it permanent, you know, then if you bought a house for $40,000 20 years ago, that's the only property tax you'd ever have to pay. Now, and, you know, get rid of all these mill levies and all that happy horse manure. And if they want to build a school, then you come and say, hey, you want to donate to build this school, then we donate to build the school. You don't steal our money.
Yeah, we need to go to something like that where we stop basing property taxes off of the value of the home. Of course, eventually the left, and didn't they have the courts go after it to overturn that system in California? That combined with the illegal immigration invasion of California is, two of the big reasons California is the mess that they're in right now to this day. Yeah, Ken, thanks for the phone call. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970 is the number for you as well if you want to jump in on the conversation here. All right, back to the highlights from the RFK Jr. conversation. Actually, one more thing about that. We the people, and this is why I'd love to see some group, some organization spearhead this effort. I know there was an attempt a few years ago to try to get a ballot initiative, a constitutional initiative, to do just that, to stop taxing our properties based off of the value of the homes. And, you know, I think they ran into some hiccups where, you know, it didn't have the support of some in the business community, some in the ag community. But, hey, you know, let's restart that effort and get ag and some of the business crowd at the table so that you can work with them to build a solution that they are also good with here. Because otherwise, we're just going to continue to get hammered. Because as I pointed out, again, the legislature can debate all day long, all session long about, well, we want to do this with property taxes. Well, we want to do that with property taxes. But as we're seeing from the school board in Billings to the county governments in Missoula and in Gallatin County, they will still do whatever they can to keep raising your property taxes. And that's one of the biggest things we could do is stop taxing homes based off of their value. All right. Some of the most interesting things that came out of this RFK, you know, testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday were some of the questions that he raised, especially when it comes to all of these vaccines that the kids are taking, the kids are getting, and everything like that. Here's a clip from Sean Hannity's show last night. Let me just roll it right for you.
Republican Senator Dr. Roger Marshall's Kansas drew attention to just how many vaccines we are giving to our children, to your children. According to Senator Marshall, by the time a child is 18, they will have received a whopping 76 vaccinations. Look at this.
Behind me, yeah, I know it's going to be hard to see from there. I can barely read it. This is the current CDC recommendations for vaccines for children. On day number one, they get their first jab, a hepatitis vaccine. By the time they're 18 months, they've had 18 jabs. By the time they get to be able to vote, they have 76 jabs. When you talk about transparency and trying to empower and make vaccines available, these should be treated just like a medication.
You know, I mean, you know, I say I'm not anti-vaccine. Saying I'm anti-vaccine is like saying I'm anti-medicine. Well, I'm pro-medicine, but I understand some medicines harm people. Some of them have risks. Some of them have benefits that outweigh those risks for certain populations. And the same is true with vaccines. And we don't understand the risk profile.
Yeah, and so be honest about the risks and the risk profile. We knew there were risks with the COVID shot, and yet look at the way they lied about the COVID jab repeatedly. And look at the way they tried to force it upon people repeatedly, and the way they did force it on people. And then they tried to force it on kids. And we knew that there were risks with that. And yet they kept pressing anyway. And it's the way they pressed and lied about the COVID jab that now has a whole bunch of Americans wondering, why are we giving our kids 76 different jabs in some instances throughout their lifetime here? Here's another clip from Jesse Waters' program last night as well.
When Kennedy looked under the hood at what Biden left him, he discovered the CDC was destroying data that showed black boys who were getting an early measles vax had a higher chance of autism. They buried it and kept recommending the shot to kids who didn't need it. And they cut corners to get vaccines through. Safety studies for hepatitis vaccines lasted just 4 days. 76 million kids got the shot, even though you had a 1 in 7 million chance of dying from it.
All the evidence is transparent for the first time in history, and you were never there complaining when the pharmaceutical companies were picking those people and then running their products through with no safety.
What I said was accurate. What you said were lies.
Are you saying that the mRNA vaccine has never been associated with myocarditis or pericarditis?
I am saying,
is that what you're trying to tell us?
I am simply trying to say that the people that you have put on that panel after firing the entire...
The question.
The agency panels were okaying everything from new vaccines to crazy pills to the food pyramid. In fact, they can put anything in food.
All right. Yeah, it was a great segment by Jesse Waters all around. He also made a great point as he concluded that segment by talking about what happens if they stop RFK and they stop the MAHA Make America Healthy agenda. He talked about the lies on the COVID jab and so much more. But what happens if they stop RFK Jr.? I'm going to have to save that one for later in the morning because we've got the Montana Family Foundation legislative update coming up right after this. And then Becky Hillier joining us in the 7 o'clock hour.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Promises of socialism, you know, always manifest itself in some way, shape, manner, or form, and it doesn't matter what name it's given at any given moment in time. Marxism, socialism, statism, Green New Dealism, it's all basically the same. Womb to the tomb, cradle to grave. I mean, you look at the list of Green New Deal promises, that is pretty much redistribution. That is pretty much, you know, government controlled every aspect of your life. And there are people that want to put their faith, hope, and trust in government. We still live in a free enough country, although certain states, I would argue, have taken away a lot of your freedoms. But if you want to live free and you want to take control of your own life, my admonition, my suggestion, my advice, if you will, is never depend on the government for anything.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, look at all Israel has been through, starting with October 7th. Look, the equivalent of 40,000 dead Americans a day when you compare our population to their population. I mean, unimaginable harm. Tens and tens of thousands of Israelis have been displaced. The need for humanitarian assistance has never been greater. This is on top of years of having tens of thousands of rockets fired into border cities from the north and the south. I mean, they have so many enemies. They're fighting for their very survival. But thankfully, we have partnered proudly with the IFCJ, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. They're on the ground. They offer all the humanitarian assistance you can think of: food, water, shelter, clothing, medications. They're doing it all, but they still need your help, especially with so many people bombed out of their homes. Listen, let's be unified. Let's help the people of Israel in their time of need. Please go to their website, ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org today.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman.
with sunshine across the area for today. High temperatures will stay at around 73 degrees. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, lows in the mid-40s, and then the outlook for the weekend does call for more sunshine and some warming temperatures into the upper 70s to around 80 on Saturday. Clear Saturday night with lows in the mid-40s to around 50. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
All right. I know you guys want to keep hearing the promo that talks about the Missoula man stealing the tips and then exposing himself to the employee there. But we're going to promote another story today, the Red Bull 2 project. Montana's House Republicans are fighting for this important logging project, forest health project, whatever you want to call it, near St. Regis, Montana. Check out that story and much more. Go to Montana Talks. .com for that story and more great information from across the region.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laszlofsky.
For decades, the popular TV show Kids Say the Darndest Things had America in stitches as kids gave honest and sometimes hilarious answers to serious questions asked by an adult. And while the show focused on kids saying the darndest things, a hearing this week in the United States Senate reminded us that adults can also say the darndest things, and sometimes those adults occupy seats in the highest echelons of power. It all began Wednesday during a hearing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on the nomination of Riley Barnes as Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. During the hearing, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia inserted size 10 shoe into size 2 mouth when he said, quote, "The notion that rights don't come from laws and don't come from the government, but from the Creator, that's what the Iranian government believes." He went on to say, quote, "It's a theocratic regime that bases its rule on Sharia law and targets Sunnis, Baha'is, Jews, Christians, and other religious minorities. And they do it because they believe they understand what natural rights are from their Creator. So the statement that our rights do not come from our laws or our governments is extremely troubling," end quote. The statement left the other members of the committee stunned. Really? Did he just say our rights are granted to us by the government and not by God? Has he ever read the Declaration of Independence? Ironically, written by Thomas Jefferson, who was also from Virginia. The statement was so outlandish that it required a response, and who better to respond than Senator Ted Cruz from the great state of Texas? Senator Cruz quickly launched into a history lesson, beginning with paragraph 2 of the Declaration, which states, quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed," end quote. Cruz went on to lament the fact that the principle that natural rights are given to us by God is now considered by some to be a radical and dangerous notion. Somehow, Senator Kaine had so twisted the truth of that principle that our Declaration of Independence, in his mind, was now equal to the decrees of the Ayatollahs in Iran. As Senator Cruz pointed out, nothing could be further from the truth. We possess certain rights that are unalienable. They come from God, period, paragraph. They cannot be taken away. Rather than rights coming from government, governments are created by man to secure God-given rights. The hierarchy places government at the bottom of the list. It starts with God, then man, then government. Government is at the bottom of the list because it exists to serve man, not the other way around. This is one of the most important founding principles of our republic, and we ignore it at our own peril. Let's remember the words of Alexander Solzhenitsyn when describing the communist revolution in Russia, who said, quote, "If I were asked today to formulate as concisely as possible the main cause of the ruinous revolution that swallowed up some 60 million of our people, I could not put it more accurately than to repeat, men have forgotten God. That's why all this has happened." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszlofsky reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
Hey, what a great message there. What a great weekly update there from Jeff Leslaffy with the Montana Family Foundation, wrapping up the 6 o'clock hour. Pretty much the way we started the 6 o'clock hour. Yeah, if you guys are just getting up and rolling with us here this morning, that very back and forth, that very interaction that he was just referencing is how we started off the show. Tim and Savage was asking me if I had seen that back and forth. I watched it, listened to it earlier this morning, and then we played the full back and forth. We played part of the opening statement from the State Department nominee. We played Senator Kaine's remarks, and then, of course, the powerful response from Texas Senator Ted Cruz as well. It was in the kind of the opening segment, the first opening segment here at the 6 o'clock hour of the show. So if you missed it, I might have a shorter version later in the morning, or you can always go back and catch it on the Montana Talks app on the podcast.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
But if you feel different, you drive different. So if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.